Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm Sam McIntosh talking with Guthrie County Deputy Auditor Danny Fink about the county implementing e-poll books for the general election and information on absentee voting and pre-registration for Election Day. This is part one of a two-part interview. For the upcoming general election, is this the first election that Guthrie County is using e-poll books?
Yes, it is. We just obtained them within the last month or so, finalized our contract with IPAC, which is that's the company that houses the poll books. And so when we buy into the contract, we actually buy in, so we're actually an owner of the program.
For those who aren't familiar, what does an e-poll book do?
So essentially, it is just the document form of the election register. So it houses all of the registered voters within Guthrie County. In past elections, when people came in to vote, they would see the precinct election officials looking on a paper register for their name, and then they would make a mark next to their name and give them their ballot. This basically takes away the paper and just puts it onto a computer. That's all it is. And it's not connected to the internet. It literally is just a housing system for the paper register. So when you come in, you'll hand your ID to the poll worker. They will scan it and it'll pull your name up. If you would happen to not be at the right polling place, it will direct you to your correct polling place. But otherwise, it basically just eliminates some extra steps that we've had to do by doing paper ballots. It also makes Election Day registration much easier.
Is this a new requirement for all counties in the state that's being phased in?
So it's not currently a requirement. It is encouraged. Right now, the Secretary of State's office specifically strongly encourages us all to buy into this program and use it, just because it's guaranteed just the tie-in from knowing whether someone's taken out an absentee ballot, or we know for sure that they're where they're supposed to be and they are who they say that they are. It's just a double check for us to match up, name, address, making sure that there's no questions, which is not necessarily that the state is concerned about it, but I think voters are concerned. So this is just kind of a safety protocol for them as well as us, just to ensure that no one's voting twice. There's no, shady activity happening.
It's Election Day and I, a voter, am coming to the polling place. How does the e-poll book, how does that really speed up the process versus the paper poll books of before?
So in the past with the paper poll book, you would come in to vote, give the poll worker your name, typically show them your ID, and then they'd have to thumb through that paper ballot or paper election register. Now, some precincts aren't very large, so there was only, maybe 20 pages, but we have larger precincts that had, nearly 100 pages. So you're thumbing through that, trying to find, the right name. If the person wasn't registered to vote and then they're not on there, then that throws out a little bit more confusion. With these e-poll books, you come in to vote, you hand the precinct election official your ID, they scan the barcode on the back of your ID, and it automatically pops your name up. It populates it onto their screen. You select that that's the voter, and it zooms you right through the rest of the process. So within a matter of minutes, you are signing your declaration of eligibility that has printed off specifically with your information on it, and you're moving on to get your ballot. And it also it's really going to help cut down on any lines. Again, not every precinct, we don't have issues with lines because they're not very large. But with some of our larger precincts, we do really struggle with people having to wait. Each precinct will have two of these e-poll books. Each are their own masters. So if for some reason one would go down or wasn't quite working right, we have one that's going to be working. So there'll be two there. Should cut down on lines and time. Your wait time, I'm hoping people will realize, is significantly less. And also the time that it takes from checking in, voting your ballot, and scanning it into the reader and walking out the door.
For Guthrie County, how many precincts are there?
We have 8 precincts, and then we count 9 with our absentee.
The starting date for getting to file absentee, that was yesterday?
So yesterday was the first day that you could come in and vote in office absentee. We are mailing out absentee ballots today. It should have been yesterday, but with Columbus Day and post office being closed, we weren't able to get those out. So those will be going out in the mail today. So you can request anytime. You can either come in the office and vote, or you can come in the office to request it by mail. But we can, you can either vote here or we have to mail it to you. Those are the only two options for absentee. Yeah.
But the ballots that have already been requested, those are being mailed out tomorrow.
Today. Yep.
Today.
Yep.
Yes. Can voters come into the auditor's office and vote absentee any day from now until election day, or are there certain windows?
So we are open Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30. A voter can come in any time in that time frame. We also will be open on Saturday, October 27th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. that day. And then we will also be open Saturday, I think, is that November 3rd? Yep, the 3rd. So the Saturday before the election, will be open that day from 9 to 5 p.m. So we will be available for people to come in and vote as well. The October 27th day that we're open is actually the voter pre-registration deadline. So that is kind of your cutoff if you're not currently registered to vote in the county. That's kind of your cutoff to get registered to vote in order to not have extra documentation required at the polling place. Mm-hmm. Obviously, if you don't get registered by then, you can still vote. There just may be a little bit more documentation required. So if you are needing to get registered and you don't until after that date, just give our office a call and we'll let you know what you might need to take to the polling place.
And to pre-register, what documentation, what information should you have with you?
So when you come in to pre-register, you will just need your voter registration form. We have them here in the office that we can provide. You can also do it online. Or if you've just moved and you're updating your license, you can also do it through the DOT when you update that. And everything will shift to our system. There isn't really anything required when you come and register to vote in our office. You fill out the form and then we kind of verify things. The one thing I will tell you to make sure you have is your license. We do ask for the driver's license number on those forms. That's just a double check in our system so we can verify, again, you are who you say you are and your address and things like that.
And if you don't have a driver's license, is there another number, perhaps a voter ID number that you accept as well?
So it depends if you were pre-registered in another county. If you're a new registrant and you don't have a driver's license, we'll just go with the last four digits of your social security number. The state's just encouraging us to get away from using those social security numbers for, you know, anymore. Social security numbers aren't really required for much of anything. And people don't really, you know, prefer to give them out, which is understandable. So it's totally okay if you don't have a driver's license. We can go with the last four of your social to begin with. And then from there, our voter system will generate a PIN number for you. And then you'll get a card that will stand as your identification when you go to the polls.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County with Guthrie County Deputy Auditor Danny Fink. I'm Sam McIntosh with Raccoon Valley Radio News.